Fantastic. I'm ready for a happy homecoming weekend.
We've got a lot going on. Let us know. Tonight, we're going to be at White Auditorium.
Yeah, tonight we'll start everything off. The next 4 days we have something going every day. But like you say, tonight we'll go late night at White. First chance to take a look at basketball teams from Emporia State, both the Hornets and Lady Hornets. Going to have a lot of fun stuff going on. We'll introduce the players. We'll have a little kid race with uniforms where they get to wear the oversized shoes and all that stuff. Have a three-point shooting contest. We've got a media challenge going on tonight for three-point shooters. And then we'll have a dunk contest and a 10- and 15-minute scrimmage after that with both the men's and women's teams. So a chance to see that. So it should be a fun night at White.
Doors open when?
The doors will open at 6:30, and we'll get everything started right around 7 o'clock. So I'd love to have everybody come out totally free to the public. Come on in and just get your homecoming weekend started off.
Late night at White tonight. See the Emporia State men's and women's basketball teams as they get set to open up the 2021-22 campaign not too far down the road. Well, our nationally ranked soccer team at home this weekend, Don.
Exactly. That'll be one of the exciting things here. We're going to start the weekend off for them on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll be playing Missouri Southern. Missouri Southern, not one of the more traditional powers in the MIAA, but a nice little tune-up, so to speak. Not that hopefully the players aren't taking it this way, but I can say it. A little tune-up for Sunday's match against Central Missouri, and that's going to be an historic day. Out at the ESU pitch, it'll be the first time that we've had two nationally ranked teams going at each other. Is the Hornets are ranked 15th in the nation this week, and Central Missouri's moved up to number 8. So could be potentially for the conference title. The winner of this will be in a good position to maybe get a share of that conference title. And it'll be the last day, last home game of the regular season for Emporia State Soccer. We're going to have could be up to 6 to 8 players that might be playing their last game here, too. That's one of the interesting things. With all the COVID stuff, we have a bunch of kids that are seniors that are going to graduate, and they're still trying to figure out exactly what they're going to do. Are they going to come back? Are they going to go ahead and go on with their lives after this? So it could be a big emotional day on Sunday. It needs a lot of support. I know there's a lot of people in town. I think we're going to have a little tailgate action out there. And that'll kick off at 2 o'clock, and that'll be a big one on Sunday.
That is huge, Don.
That's big.
Huge. So we took a little dive in the national rankings then, huh?
Just a little bit, yeah. Those national rankings are very strange sometimes. I'm not exactly sure who votes on it. You don't see all that stuff. But we moved from number 3 to number 15 after losing by one goal on the road to the team that was picked to win the MIAA before the season started. So kind of drastic there, but
yeah,
we'll
a little
take
harsh.
It. And, go with what we do. And the important thing to remember is that these national rankings are they're nice to talk about, but they're not the important ones. The important ones are the regional rankings. Those will come out, I believe, starting next week, and those are from the NCAA, and that'll determine who makes the NCAA tournament. For soccer, 8 teams make the regional, but they do it in 2 4-team pods. So the top 2 teams in the region will probably get to host. So not to get too far ahead of ourselves here, because we've still got to win, you know, this weekend, and we still have an MIAA tournament, but there is that possibility of getting a NCAA regional tournament here in November as well, if things go well.
All right, so a lot of activity at the ESU pitch Friday and Sunday afternoons. Well, football, Don, homecoming football Saturday.
Exactly, and with the high-powered Hornet offense, ranked number 5 in the nation in total offense, Braden Gleason at quarterback, leading the nation in total offense. You know, we played every time that Braden has started a game, we've scored at least 28 points in a game. Now, it's kind of, these are kind of like, I hate to make a comparison, but kind of Patrick Mahomes-like numbers. You look at it, we've always scored at least 28 points. We've never lost a game by more than one score. There's always going to be some excitement out there. Now, playing Missouri Southern, they're an up-and-coming team. They're a first-year coach. Atiba Bradley, he's a Missouri Southern alum too, so he's kind of got them going on a little bit. So big game for that. Well, that'll kick off at 2 o'clock. Most of our games this year have started at 1, but with homecoming and all the other stuff going on, we're kind of pushed that back to 2 p.m., so that'll be a 2 p.m. kickoff. And love to have everybody come out to Welch Stadium for that. That's another exciting one. It's one of our last home games as well.
Hornet football, Saturday, 2 p.m. kickoff, Welch Stadium. Be there. So lot going on. It is homecoming for Emporia State, and leading off tonight, late night at White with the Hornet men's and women's basketball teams. Thank you, Don.
Hey, thank y'all. Again, love to have y'all come out tonight and maybe even see Tegan Trahoon and try to shoot three-pointers. It ought to be.
All right, Don Weiss.
Thanks, Don.
Emporia State University Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU. It is 6:52, 42 degrees. Well, a very active city commission meeting last night. We have a new city commissioner, new city manager, right?
We do have a new city manager coming in from Atchison. Trey Cocking was announced yesterday as the new city manager once Mark McInerney retires here at the end of the year. Cocking has 8 years of experience with Atchison as city manager, and then last 4 years he served with the Kansas League of Municipalities, which is really a statewide organization that helps different cities and small towns across the state with policy matters, and he's been serving in that role the past 4 years. So bringing a varied experience here to the city, already has sounds like a great working relationship with McInerney. So a pretty good pool of candidates that the city commission had to work through, and very happy with the hire of Trey Cocking as city manager. He will be taking over December 7th with that particular role. So looking forward to seeing how that works out.
And we'll be getting Trey on here as soon as we possibly can to maybe introduce him to the community. So, yeah, that was pretty swift, actually, as far as the hiring process for a city manager. Did not take that long at all. Good to hear they did have a good pool of candidates, but sounds like a good experience will be coming to the offices of the city of Emporia. Was very surprised to hear the John Geitz, city commissioner, resigning prior to his term running out at the end of the year. I just don't understand it. I know he gave an explanation, but I don't understand his explanation as far as, you've got 2 months. I can't figure it out.
The what I read in is just basically trying to get the new city commissioner, especially if it happens to be one of the candidates that's currently on the ballot, get them up and rolling with the different ventures and processes and projects that are either underway now, and kind of getting them a head start. That's kind of what I read into it.
Yeah, that was his explanation, but there is a process. If you're elected, you start in January, and it might not be the case. As you heard during Chuck's newscast at 6:10, this could be opened up to the community, to the city of Emporia, the residents, to apply for, 2 months?
It would be a two-month interim spot.
Months, yeah. Something like that?
Yep. So they'd have, if you are interested, you need to get your applications ready and send those to the Emporia City Clerk, Carrie Sull, so those can be processed here and then selected once the general election is finalized November 2nd.
Yeah, details coming post November 2, the election. I just found that odd a little bit. KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 6:56, 42 degrees. Good morning.
Hello, this is Danny Giefer. I believe Emporia is a city of opportunity. My wife.